I'm joined by the Guardian's Ian Black in Cairo. Yesterday, Ian, we were talking about the nightmare scenario of a runoff between Shafiq and the Muslim Brotherhood's candidate, Mohamed Morsi. That looks like it's going to happen.
It does look like it. The results have not been officially announced, but the Muslim Brotherhood were very quick, quite a few hours ago, to say that their man, Mohamed Morsi, would be going through to the runoff. And in the last half hour or so, it's becoming increasingly clear that that runoff is going to be against Ahmed Shafiq, who is the candidate most closely associated with the Mubarak regime. And that will make for, if it happens, a very, very polarized confrontation, which will, I think many people think, prove very difficult to get through. It will be very hard to present as in a positive light, as bringing on the advent of what some people have called the Egypt's Second Republic. Somebody just sent out a very, very bitter message in a tweet saying it wasn't going to be the Second Republic, but a stillborn monster or something like that. It's a very, very strong reaction. And I think that people who supported the Egyptian revolution will be devastated if that is the choice that they end up making in about 3 weeks' time.
You in your piece about the various scenarios of what the runoffs may be and who may win, you said that both men are hated, but that can't be true if they sort of come up top in the poll.
Sorry, I missed that. I don't know.
You talked about both men being hated, Shafiq and Morsi. That can't be true.
Well, they're not hated by their supporters, but they're both very, very divisive candidates, in the sense that the Muslim Brotherhood has always been, for the last 60 years, has been the best organized political force in the country. And until the overthrow of Mubarak last year, it operated in a sort of semi-legal way. It's been involved in violence in the past. It's changed now to embrace democratic methods. But millions of Egyptians fear and hate the Muslim Brotherhood because it is essentially because it's an Islamist party whose ideology, though perhaps more muted than in the past, is still an Islamist ideology. And if you're a secular, liberal Egyptian, the last thing you want is to be ruled by them. That's one of the reasons why the Mubarak regime was able to last for 30 years, playing on the fears of the alternative, if that sort of authoritarian regime went. Shafiq, on the other hand, is closely associated with that regime, which has now gone. Mubarak, remember, is in prison on trial for corruption and unlawful killings. So to have the two candidates for the runoff emerge from each of those two camps means that it's going to be a very, very bitter contest, which doesn't augur well for the future development of multi-party democracy in the largest of Arab countries. An election which was billed, and correctly, I think, as one of the key moments of the Arab Spring. It's going to be very bitter, very divided, very polarized. People predict that the Brotherhood has shown again its remarkable powers of organization and mobilization. A lot of commentators were writing it off in the last few weeks. Morsi had not seemed to be doing very well in the polls, but at the end of the day, they appear to have pulled off this feat of commitment and organization and got the vote out. So they'll be doing that again for the runoff in the middle of June. And behind the scenes, I think that the military, which are currently ruling Egypt, and the police, will probably be in a less direct way, be supporting Shafiq as the candidate of stability. A lot of people, I think, will abstain as well because they'll find it an impossible choice between two such unattractive candidates if what you're hoping for is progress and building on the achievements of the revolution. So that creates the serious danger of a result which is both very divisive and also lacking in legitimacy, because people will not want to support it. Also augurs badly for the development of democratic consciousness and so on and so forth. So, yes, they're popular with the people who've supported them, but they're very, very divided.
If confirmed, is this result a counter-revolutionary outcome?
It's not a counter-revolutionary outcome. It's an outcome that reflects the profound divisions that this country still experiences. It's a setback, I think, in a sense that, as we've just been discussing, a lot of people are going to be unhappy with the result. Now, you can say, well, you know, that's what happens in elections and in any situation, but Egypt isn't a long-established parliamentary democracy with a tradition of, swapping governments and moving vans coming up to a presidential palace like we have in Downing Street every 4 years and everybody getting on with it. This is a new experience born in difficult circumstances after 60 years. Egypt, the Republic of Egypt, has been ruled by the military for the last 60 years. So when you get the first genuine free choice in an election that people have ever had for the leadership, they've already had parliamentary elections, when you get that choice and the result looks like being so very, very polarized, it doesn't look good. There were other candidates, Amr Moussa, for example, who was looking good in the polls and was less closely associated with the Mubarak regime, who many people think would have been a candidate who could have promoted stability, but those difficult tricks of managing the relationship between the military with a parliament that's dominated by Islamists. Whoever wins, if it turns out to be Morsi or Shafiq, life is going to be much more turbulent, much more uncertain on all fronts, politically, economically, security-wise. And many, many millions of Egyptians, I think, would have preferred or would have been better off with a president who was likely to be less divisive. And this looks like being a very, very divisive race.
More unrest?
People I've been talking to about the scenarios of which this has been billed as the nightmare scenario suggested that yes, because there would be this degree of confrontation, the capacity for trouble on the streets was going to be greater. Whichever side you look at it from, people have very strong feelings about the Muslim Brotherhood. They'll be organizing. There are bound to be tensions with people who believe that this is a betrayal of everything that the revolution stood for. On the other hand, people who hate the Muslim Brotherhood and want to continue with the spirit and the achievements of the revolution will find it, I think, impossible to vote for Shafiq. Many people I spoke to said exactly that. People, secular, middle-class Egyptian voters who I met in Cairo over the last couple of days said that they loathed Shafiq because he'd fought against the revolution. It was the revolution that was allowing this free vote to take place. So their choice is an appalling one. They can't vote for this man. How can they vote for the Muslim Brotherhood?
What do you think Hosni Mubarak will get the result?
I think Hosni Mubarak might well feel in his prison cell a sense of sort of smug vindication. He always said that the Arabic equivalent of après moi le déluge, it's going to be tough without me. And I think that the old regime will, people will well be thinking along those lines. But they'll also be wanting their man. Shafiq could not be more representative of the Mubarak regime to win. So I think in retrospect, if that happens, we don't know whether it's going to happen, but the achievements of the Egyptian revolution could look very different in just a few weeks' time.
Okay, Ian. Thanks very much.